Why are they just targeting Georgia? Why aren't they going all over the place?
I really don't know, because the water in Georgia probably isn't as good as water up north or so.
Yeah, but that tells you why, too. Now, if that's the case, the water in Georgia is not that good, then that proves the fact that the people that are over there, they're military men, they're in Iraq right now, they were complaining about the water not being good, and it's probably Georgia water. Now, there's how many states are there? Why are they draining all the water out of Georgia like vampires? We'll be back. What do you think about that? Call us, 800-313-9443.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.
Sweet dreams. Hi, we're back. And this is Late Night with Deanne on RBN. During the week, Monday through Friday, I'm on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then also on Blog Talk Radio, the Veterans Information Resource line on Monday, starting at 4 p.m. And then My Cat's Hour, 4 p.m. Friday. And then on Saturday, the Homeless Radio Network. And then tomorrow, conspiracies ongoing on nowlive.com. We're also simulcast on Internet Chat Cafe. Now, Mike, what do you think that we could do to talk to the government about why there should be a major drought issue and tell them that they should try to get water from other states to give it to Georgia? What do you think the solution would be?
I'm not sure you're talking to me or Dan. Anyhow, I guess. Okay. She said Mike, so I'm like, I thought we had a speaker maybe.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. The idea of you know, we can supply water from all over the country. I mean, we're bottling it anywhere. I can't understand why they'd have to mass tanker it. Number one, they're probably using like oil freighters, which would mean it would be contaminated. I can't believe they can't desalinate the water right at Iraq instead of trucking it so far. And again, we have control of the weather. Why don't they make it rain in Georgia?
That's true too.
You know, we've got some simple solutions, and they're not using them. They're perpetrating disasters. You know, this idea of terrorism. Hey, that weather, you know, they quadrupled the HAARP operations. They have Scholar satellite technology for creating hurricanes and tornadoes, and they don't even have to do that. They can just create a good old rainstorm, and so they could take the burden off everybody by creating a little bit of rain.
And they could create rain in Iraq. I don't understand it. We'll be right back. We're going to the break. Callers, 800-313-9443. Oh,
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
We're back. And again, you know, this has been a very sensitive program to me because, you know, it's just very irritating to realize we're in 2007. We are losing left and right with the situation with the young men and women that are in Iraq. We're not getting them back home. We're being told lies, and few come back, and then they send them back, and many of them have amputees, or amputees when they come back. Many of them are very ill. A lot of them have lost loved ones, when they have returned. A lot of them lost homes, money, everything. You know, and the ones that returned, there are a lot of people, soldiers, that have ran from serving. They're in the other parts of Europe. They're hiding right now because they didn't want to serve in this unfair war. There are other people that are, in a situation with no water in Iraq. You have people dropping like flies in New York now from this lung disease that's now set in. You have a huge situation where the president came out and said that he's not going to support this health care bill for kids. You know, they got enough health care, so we can't spend any money, but yet they can abuse the money that they spend, abuse us, cause a situation of people losing their homes all over the place. And then the job situation, I've talked to people in the African-American community, and they're very mad about the Hispanic issue, but I tried to explain to them, the issue as it is. And then I came up with something that made me mad about the Hispanic issue out here in the area where I'm at. It has nothing to do with the people themselves. It's just how these people don't enforce any rules or laws. I had a situation happen to me a couple of years back. I had gone to look at an apartment complex out in the area of Woodridge, Illinois. And I was told that I can't look at this apartment unless I gave them a security deposit. Now, the apartment was not going to be ready, they said, to view for maybe a couple of weeks. I kept calling and calling and calling, and nobody had an apartment to show me. And weeks went on to a whole month. They had my money, a security deposit. So anyway, I went in there, and I asked them, what the heck was going on? Why, you know, don't you have anything to see? And I came in there, and they sat there, and it was about four or five Hispanic individuals came in there. In this apartment complex, I'm sitting there, and they come over there, and they plop some money on the counter, and the person, the rental agent, said, oh, okay, let me go back there and show you the same size apartment I was looking for, and they showed it to him. My mouth hung open, and then when I'm sitting there, they come back out, and they just get the keys, and they move in. Now, I've been waiting a month. They had my money, and I said, I want my money back. And they told me it was going to take 60 to 90 days for me to get my money back. They had cashed my check. They didn't hold it. They cashed this those card deposit. And I got so mad, and they wouldn't give me my money back. So then what I did was I issued a complaint to an agency out there called Hope Fair Housing in DuPage County. And anyway, when I went and issued this complaint to Hope Fair Housing, they told me that they would look into it, and then they called me back, and they said they don't handle it. You know, that was discrimination. And again, you call up anybody about discrimination, they don't do a damn rat's-ass thing out here. And the thing is, if you call them about anything, they can tell me they don't handle it. So how's it getting to the point they don't handle anything except for what it is they choose to handle? Now, I had an issue just recently with them where they were investigating another situation. I brought it to their attention, and they came back to me with the same issue and said they don't handle that either. And then when I told them about it, and they said that, oh, well, we investigated up to a point, and this is all we're going to do, and I remember the Hispanic situation. So immediately when I thought about the Hispanic situation, you know, I said to myself, this is discrimination. So I'm not even in my country anymore. John, what do you think of that?
You're looking for me again? I'm sorry. The, the idea of just, it's just repeating the same thing again, Deanne, that you're, you know, we need to initiate good laws and those kind of things that are just not being perpetrated against us. And what they're doing is they're condensing, you know, the ideas of any whim that they want to dictate, such as the proposal of taking over all the media. It's already established the antitrust laws. It's already established that taking over and doing misinformation is a form of control of a dictatorship or of a war situation. You have propaganda. It's named. We understand it. We know what it is. It's a controlling factor.
It's a controlling factor, but the thing is, you know, I was listening to people complaining about this thing with the, you know, Hispanic population, and see, it's not the Hispanics' fault. It's the fault of the reason why this thing is set up. They opened the borders. They allowed this situation to happen. They made this quagmire happen, and the Hispanic people were coming over here to make some money. Okay, they need to take care of their families. But then, again, I should have rights over getting housing. I shouldn't be discriminated if I go to something called Hope Fair Housing. It's supposed to be fair to everyone, not to just Hispanics. And then if I go and call up anyone out here, I am totally discriminated against. And I'm a regular talk show host. You think I had more guidance than most? No. I have seen things out here that have been so blatantly against every form of law. Every form of law you can imagine. And there's not one person that's arguing anything because we don't have anybody.
We have people giving us lip service, and the thing is, this lip service needs to stop, John, because we have a presidential election, and we need to go to these meetings when they come in and talk about their campaigning and make them stand accountable to what they're going to do for the public for a change. I want to hear what they're going to do about civil rights. I want to hear what they're going to do to clean up the judicial system. I want to hear what they're going to do about 9/11, the Oklahoma City and Waco. I don't want to hear this stuff they're talking about. Why should I waste my time out and go and vote for somebody when these people aren't on the same page? The only one that has been on the same page has been Ron Paul. But we need to clearly define to him these other issues that need to be addressed because, again, you know, we need to clean house. It's not an issue of Republican or Democrat because, see, when you go into these parties, once they get in there, then they go party. I mean, go party and all kinds of other kind of things. Because what they have promised us in lip service, they never produce and do. Every one of these candidates, every last one of them, I have seen them from time in and time out. When they went to Senate, when they went to Congress, when they went there, and went this, they promise you all types of things. But when they get in the office, they don't do any of them things that you ask for. And we're sitting there, and when they get in there, we're opening our mouths, and it's hanging our jaws down, because, again, we got a quagmire of high taxes. Same issue with the police brutality. Same issue with watching you. They don't rescind any of those laws because, again, who's paying them? Where's this campaign money coming from? Who is supporting? Is that coming from us or someone else? We need to do our homework because this election's coming out and it's very important. But also we need to watch what's going on in the White House because if this guy suspends Congress, then we're going to be in a situation that this guy is going to be king of the United States because he won't answer to anyone, which he is not doing now. John, what is your opinion? If you're callers, if you have a concern you want to say or something you want to say in regards to this, 800-313-9443. Because this is a very important issue here. We need to make these candidates accountable now to the very core of the issue that we're dealing with in the municipal, city, state level. And then we need to be totally involved at the city, state level and try to clean up this quagmire that is going on with the justice system. John?
Well, you've got a situation like with the Mexicans and the foreigners of the government subsidizing the housing for the people that are building the housing. They give them quite a pile of money, but then they tell them, hey, if you've got a Mexican family with 10 or 20 people, that's okay, put them in one room. But if you've got a white family or so, get them out of there. They've subsidized the orchestration of, vulcanization of the country by doing that. So, again, it's a repetition of why the Roman Empire fell. Initially, they used them for servants and whatnot, but then they just overran them. The mix of language and everything else has helped destroy the infrastructure of our stability. Again, the economic hitman explains it fully of when someone gets into power. They tell them, hey, you either play ball or we're going to kill you.
Well, it's kind of like I explained earlier. Now, we were going to mention this, and you said the Hispanic population, but then you've got to look at the fact that during September 11th and before, they started bringing a lot of people in from Afghanistan, bringing them in through places like World Relief. A lot of these charitable organizations were helping them and assisting them when they came in. Now, when they came in, what they would do to help them get started here, they gave them free housing. They gave them food stamps. They weren't from here. They gave them cars, television, everything you want from Afghanistan. They put them out here in these communities, and then they were giving them help and aid for college educations and schools. African Americans weren't getting that. Whites weren't getting that. And then behind that, then they started bringing these other folks in, and you talk about all these properties that was being brought up by different people from foreign countries and things. And you think right now, John, you think all these people that are losing their homes now, they can't get loans. The credit scores aren't right. So what's going to happen right now? Blocks of homes are going to be selling to foreign concerns. Nobody's not going to be owning anything but just renters. We'll be back. Comments at 630 I'm sorry, 800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, we're back. Callers, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We have a caller. We have Joe in Missouri. Joe, are you there?
Yeah. You there, Deanne?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Ma'am, I live out here east of Kansas City, Missouri, about 35 miles. And first of all, I want to start out by saying I've been listening to your show here on Republic for quite some time now, and it's one of my very favorite shows on Republic. I mean, it seems like every show you have some really good, timely information, but there's just one issue I want to take a little issue with you on, and I don't mean it in an adversarial fashion. I just mean it, I just kind of have a minor disagreement with you. I mean, you're talking about how important these elections are, but ma'am, with all due respect, I think these elections are rigged like a pinball machine full of magnets.
You know what? I will say this for this, and you know what? We're on the same page, to be honest with you. I worked the News Election Service going back in the 70s, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we handled all the computers for all of the elections and polling machines in the Medina Temple here in Chicago, Illinois. And while I was doing this news election thing, the thing that was really interesting is I was watching the election for Jimmy Carter, and also the one for Ronald Reagan. And the thing was, the computers went dead. And the election of amounts were coming on the TV nonstop. And I questioned myself and kind of scratched my head and said, where are they getting these figures from? That was the beginning of my question. And the thing was, again, what you're saying, it's been rigged. There's things that are going on. And people have told me before the election who was going to win. Every time they told me, I thought there were soothsayers. They had the right person. They had the right people, right persons, every election.
It was set up.
And it's worse now because they got these machines.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned the Jimmy Carter election because that was one of the first elections I voted in. I'd voted in the McGovern-Nixon election prior to that one. But I remember when the returns were coming in, and I happened to have voted for Carter in that election. I was raised in a Democrat family, and that was before I realized how corrupt that party was. But I remember early on in the evening, they had a big debacle about the state of New York and how they declared his victory really early that night in the state of New York, which had a lot of electoral votes. And I remember Forge Camp was really... And I never heard the conclusion of that either. I mean, that's just one of many discrepancies in these elections that I remember.
Well, what happened is the first time he won, they could not corrupt that because there was too many people through the media. It was a huge outcry for getting someone in that was the people's person. So what that happened in this particular election, he actually won that. On a landslide. The second time when he went for re-election, that's when the stuff went on. I was sitting there in Medina Temple, and there was the old key punch machines, and that's how we were tabulating the results. And there were cameras all over, and we saw what the media was reporting. And anyway, all the systems went blank and went down, and they sent us home. And then because of that, I came home and I was looking at TV and they were saying, well, he's losing in this state, they're losing in this state, they're losing. I said, how are they losing in states when they didn't have a way to get the tabulated votes because all the computers were down? And the thing was, he announced he had decided that he would have lost the election very prematurely because the information that was reported over the media was inaccurate. I saw that. And the same thing happened when President Ronald Reagan won. I saw all the computers went down and all this stuff. This stuff needs to... The reason I'm doing what I'm doing, Joe, is I've had enough. I worked out here 35 years and I've seen so much corruption and stuff. I've had enough.
Oh, I'm with you, ma'am. I'm with you 1,000% of the way, and I want to try to implement change as much as y'all there at Republic want to implement it, and I just get so frustrated because I've been following this Ed and Elaine Brown thing really closely and everything, and all these people ever ask was show us the law that we allegedly disobeyed, and these people are so disgustingly drunk with power and arrogance, they wouldn't even... You know, even the last time I went to traffic court, they tell you the chapter and verse of the law, even if something as minute as traffic court. Why couldn't they have given him chapter and verse in the law in a big-time federal court? You know, just something. Why aren't the people in droves just screaming over this, you know? It seems like nobody even cares anymore.
I mean, I used to work traffic. I have never seen so much illegal activity in traffic that's going on right now. It's worse than the sheriff of Nottingham. You have a car that you're paying a note on. They were taking people's cars and crushing them, and they still had to pay the note because they didn't have the money for the traffic fine. Then they would set people up towards the end of the month. That's when they got to clean their ticket books up. I have seen so much stuff going on. It's disheartening. You can't work in that environment. It made me ill seeing this stuff. And the thing was, they have so much money coming in from traffic. I mean, the traffic thing is something like they get like 200-300 people in an hour in the courtrooms for traffic alone. Think of how much money. Can you hold on? We'll be right back.
Oh, sure.
800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Caller is 800-313-9443. And, hey, Joe, I was talking about this traffic situation. I was in DuPage County Courthouse about last week sometime in Illinois. And I met this man there, and he was telling me that they got him on three DUIs. There was no breathalyzer test done, not at all. And anyway, they seized his car, and he's getting a minimum of 3 years in jail. He might get more. Anyway, it's between 3 and 15 years in jail. There was no vehicular homicide. There was no situation that he was driving off the road or doing anything. He said he had been drinking, but he said that his blood level should not have registered beyond the scope of the level that they were trying to charge him with. But the thing was, with these three DUIs, they seized his car. He's getting 3 years in jail. But then you have these horrendous people out here that have committed rape, murders, anything else. They basically get no time. And what is your opinion of this thing? And I'm going to tell you one thing, too. As a court employee and seeing and watching and monitoring people, as I have over the course of years, that's watching what people do. People that are drunk seem to be more of a careful driver because they don't want to be caught by the police. But then these other people that are on cocaine and these other things, it seems like they elude the law enforcement agencies, and most of those people have road rage. What is your opinion of that?
Well, it's funny. You mentioned the DWI aspect of traffic court, because here in the Kansas City area, and I'll try not to deviate from the subject too far, but here in the Kansas City area, the DWI thing is such a racket. I mean, they got bars on just about every street corner, and like on a Friday or Saturday night, you can go by a bar that's pretty close to me here right now. There'll be 200 cars parked in front of it, and you know three-fourths of those people are leaving with their blood alcohol over the legal limit. And they're not trying to curtail drunken driving at all. Matter of fact, if anything, they encourage it, because when people get a DWI around here, you can get a lawyer and get it reduced, but the lawyer's fees are anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000, and you know that out of that big of a retainer fee that somebody under the table is getting a lot of that. I mean, this has got to be a huge business for them and everything, because if they really wanted to do away with drinking and driving, there's one big thing they could do to really put a dent in it, and that would be to do away with open drinking establishments. They've got so many bars in this area, it's beyond, but there's no way they're going to
come out here. And this is what they do, too. They implant themselves. See, they have the bar open, 200-some people in it, and then the police are hidden right down the street around either side watching them come out, because that's an entrapment. They know they're going to come out, and they figure they're drinking. And then, see, the thing is, what they could do also to stop this is they have a machine, an abatement machine you put in the car, and it stops the car from turning on if you're, you know, have a certain amount of liquor on your mouth. So if you blow in it, you can't start your car. So they can automatically put those in vehicles, and then if people are, you know, a situation they have to start their car and blow in it, and, you know, if it's a situation of, you know, DUI, hey, they won't have any DUIs. So the thing is, they have measures to do, but again, why should they when they're going to make, they make the most money off of DUIs. That's the biggest money making out of the court system in traffic. Then behind that, they have obstruction of justice, the second highest one out here, because anything you're doing is obstruction of justice. And they stop you for anything, and the thing is, they charge you with any type of, once they stop your vehicle, they, by the time they get finished writing tickets, you might be up to 9 to 10 tickets. And it could be several thousands of dollars on one traffic stop that they can make off your car.
Oh,
is that the same down there where you are?
It's so dastardly corrupt here that we got attorneys taking out like one-fourth and one-half-page ads in the Kansas City Star advertising that they can get you out of DWIs or multiple speeding offenses or just anything you can imagine. I mean, the traffic court around here is just so dastardly corrupt. It's just despicable. And the police around here are all starting to dress up in black ninja-looking uniforms or like SWAT team-looking uniforms and everything. And they're, you know, you go into a convenience store and there'll be one there, and if you say hi to them or something, you know, they look at you like they want to cut your throat or something. I mean, the environment just in the last 2 years has just totally changed around here. And I guess it is in various places all over the nation, because I'm hearing of tasering incidents just everywhere. I'm on the RBN chat room occasionally, and the amount of tasering incidents. And I mean, you know, there has got to be some kind of restriction put on these tasers, because I mean, they're just using these things at will now. I mean, it's ridiculous. There's
people that have heart problems. There are people with like angioplasty. There are people out there that have you know, devices, or what do you call those things, pacemakers, and they hit them with a taser. They can kill them. Just like the woman said, this guy had something lead in his leg. They tasered him in the leg, and then they dragged him out of the house, and he died. So the bottom line is, but they see, as an actor of the court, they do whatever they want. They, again, because they have these disjointed laws, and if you look in the municipal code, if it says the police are for the village and the city alone, that means they don't represent the people. Even though you're paying this money out through your taxes, the service that they provide are for the county and city. See, the whole thing is paying for the development that you live in. So they created a kind of like a gambling casino with your money. That's the only way I can describe it. You know, you go into court, they grab up your money, they got your money coming out, all these levels of taxes. There's no accountability because you ask them about what the hell they're doing with the money, and then come up with some dribble to show you this report and that report. They don't have no money and they don't have this. But yeah, like I told you out here, they're talking about, can you imagine putting cameras streets and sand to make sure they're working, when they said that they need $30 million they need from the taxpayers that are paying property tax, $2.40 on a 24-pack of water in tax you had to pay, $10 for a pack of cigarettes, which is $6 worth of tax, which is going up. Fuel is anywhere $3-4 out here. Public transportation, $3-4 to get on the bus. That's what they're going up to. And they say they don't have no money at all. What is, they're asking us to go to debt control and management. Don't you think they should go?
There's really something wrong with the whole big picture anymore. And the thing that really disturbs me the most about it, and I've been listening to RBN for close to 3 years now, and I've been kind of hip to what's going on since the old days of the Chuck Harder Network back in the mid-90s is when I first really started seeing clearly what was going on. But it's just getting exponentially worse. And when I worked on the H. Ross Perot presidential campaign in 92, everybody I knew in this area had Perot bumper stickers. Everybody in our family except my mom voted for him. Everybody where I work voted for him. Then they tried to tell me he only got 19% of the vote in this area. I mean, and I was talking to friends about the next day, this is after the 92 election at work, and we all just knew in our gut that that could not be right.
It wasn't right.
And there were more people that said they voted for Daddy Bush than did for Clinton, and there was something wrong with that picture, too. And it just, I just think these elections, I think you can even go back to Truman and Dewey even. You know, they say that was a big upset between that, but, you know, I've been looking at that and found out that Truman was a big Freemason and everything, and I'm beginning to think
Truman
the fix was in there.
Truman was a Ku Klux Klan member. He was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. And he was, and the thing was that when he got in office, you know, I didn't really follow Truman a whole lot. My dad was involved with the Roosevelt White House, totally. But, you know, the whole issue is that these presidents that get in, you know, get in the office, and they have a corrupt base of individuals that have backed them in getting in. And then the thing is with this money situation, again, let me go to the lawyers. The lawyer charge you $5,000, $15,000 for a case, right? And
oh, yeah.
Then what they will go back and they will give money to membership to their lawyering, you know, agency, which is the Bar Association. Then they have these grand deals, parties, you know, when a judge is going to run, and then people, if the judges ask for campaign money, right? So the judges get the campaign money probably from the lawyers that, you know, they go before them. So would it not be suggestive or possible that these lawyers that go before these judges are their buddies, and when they come in, they make sure that their case wins? That's what used to happen with Gaylord. And this is why this stuff is so corrupt. It's not, you know, like for instance out here, they had this situation where this woman died about 4 months ago. She was the head of the DUI department in the DuPage County area. The state's attorney's office, and there was a close down of the courtroom because they said that they thought there was a bomb threat or some type of thing. So her boss and her went to lunch out in Oak Brook, Illinois, and a couple other guys from there in county cars, probably on county charge cars, so who knows, The boss brought her 7 drinks. She got sloppy drunk. This is the people who had a DUI. She got on the road over in County Forum Road, hit a woman's car window, knocked the mirror off, and she tried to skid over in the other area to avoid the accident and flipped over 3 times and died in the accident and caused 2 or 3 other cars that have, people with injuries in it. Now, the thing was that she was on county time, worked at the state's attorney's department, and she was the head of DUI, and she was drunk. Now, what's wrong with that? And she's prosecuting people on DUI. And then the guy that brought her the drinks, he got to leave the office. He wasn't prosecuted anything. They didn't say anything to him. He just left and went to a bigger, larger law firm. That's the type of thing that goes on.
Here's the whole crux of the situation, ma'am, and tell me if my thinking is wrong. What I can't understand about all this, I mean, the corruption now is not even being swept under the rug anymore. It's so blatant. It's so out in the open. It's so obvious. But yet, I've got very good friends that when I try to talk to them, like, I got a really nice lady friend, and she'll just put her hand over her ear and say, no, I can't handle this. I mean, it's just too much. I can't handle it. Nobody wants to face this thing. Nobody wants to do anything about it. It's like there's only maybe 5 or 10% of the people that even care and even want to do anything about it. I mean, these idiots are so drunk with power, whether it's the cops, whether it's the politicians, or these whore lawyers, and the whole mess of it. But, I mean, the people have got to rise up and do something about it, or in another 2 or 3 years, this place is going to be a total cesspool, and it's just about there now.
John, what do you think about this?
Oh, wow, you're right in my alley. The I got the IRS chase me so hard, and they got me a tax levy, and I had to file my own lawsuit because I couldn't have a lawyer represent me because no lawyer will represent me. And I mean, I owe no tax. It's not a maybe. I have a crime in action, which the IRS is very aware of and is complicit to because they refused to help me collect on it. And, you know, when you have perjury of court and changing of the minutes of court, and the university like Cornell that's supposed to help you with agricultural is withholding documents and changing laboratory work, I mean, it doesn't get any deeper. It just doesn't, you know, and when you prove it, you throw it in their face, you give them the definition of law, you give them the definition of the perjury, you give them the definition of that the judge swore to the allegiance of the Constitution, you give them the definition that you can record messages for as long as you're one of the persons listening for evidence. When you turn in the evidence, the IRS and the evidence, and they say, well, we don't take recordings, but we'll record you so that we can use that as evidence against you. You know, the imbalances are just way off the scale, and it's like it's, you know, you can't even see straight when they get done with you sometimes. And then it after you start finally recognizing that what they're going to do to you, it's like just a couple days ago, I called up the IRS on the 16th, had a hold of a gentleman, and I started putting it to him a little bit, and all of a sudden he became ranting against me, but he didn't realize he was being recorded. And so now, you know, the shoe's on the other foot. I mean, I'm not winning yet, per se. I mean, I can really stand my ground. I've done things such as take my plates off my car, and I put a cardboard plate on. I literally did this. I put a cardboard plate on. No insurance, no money, unfair regulations, no plates, you know. And I drove for 3 weeks, had 18 troopers pass me. They didn't know what to do with me. I have a truck I drive right now, a 10-wheeler truck, tractor-trailer unit. I don't go very far. I only go a mile, so I do like 25, 30 loads a week. I flip between 2 warehouses. And but my truck is wore out. I mean, I only go 40 miles an hour on top end, but I have bald tires on the back. My walking beam swivels about 2.5-3 inches out of square when I'm taking a sharp turn. My cab settled down to where I really should be jacking and stuff. But I'm in a situation to where, you know, I have 9 children. They've corrupted me for 10 years on a I had a huge mortgage and everything else, and because of the milk equipment, I would suck blisters right off my cow's teats on the first milking of a new calf heifer. It just put me down. And so I've had to pull from nothingness to make things go. So far, I'm doing pretty good, and I apparently have done enough to where the powers to be all know what's going on, so they kind of leave me alone, but it's like that's as far as it goes. They don't let me win. I can't collect insurance. My insurance carrier turns out they carry all the other insurances, so the company that I'm trying to sue, they actually represent. So how can they even represent me? It's all interlocked.
It's crazy because the whole thing is you do everything they tell you is supposed to be right by law. And you do everything, you follow the measure of law because they tell you you have to be law-abiding and follow these rules and regulations they have. And then the thing is they come back and they tell you that they don't handle that, they don't do this way, and then they rule completely against you. And it makes people so frustrated. And see, it's a psychological thing that they're doing. And the thing is that if we don't clean this up, because see, what we're going to look at is this country collapses. What are we going to do? What are we going to do when the housing is already collapsing on itself right now? But what's it going to do when you go to the bank and you try to get money out and you can't get no money out? Or you go to the grocery store and you can't buy any groceries because everything's bar scanned and they don't know what the price is or anything, and the clerks and they don't know how to add anything, so you can't buy no groceries and you're going to be freezed out. Just like imagine Georgia was going on all over the place, no water, and you try to get food and provisions and you can't get anything. It's going to be a total helter-skelter thing, and then they can declare martial law. Am I wrong on that, Joe?
No, I think you're right on, and this IRS thing has just got...
Can you hold on a minute? We'll be right back after the break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
thank you, Joe, for calling in, and thank you, Mike, for calling in, and I thank my guest here in Chicago that's talking about the march that's going to happen on Monday. We got to support these marches. We need to force the media to get involved by calling the media and telling them that these things are going on and we want to see it. We need to be verbal. We need to be local on this. We need to go to these city council meetings and state our view. Too many times I've gone to these city council meetings and there's only one or two people there. We need to load them up and tell them we want change. In the area of DuPage County, they had a situation where two individuals, one in Downers Grove, my town, and one that was in Lyle, got together and they went and put a sign out to impeach Bush and anyway, went to court, and that charge was thrown out that they were involved with you know, causing a situation of obstructing traffic and this and that and the other. So they went to court, changed the charges, and added a lot more charges to these folks because of the fact that they could do it. They just added more charges, and Mike has told you before, because they can do it. So these people are going to be in a quagmire court system, and they're going to run them down and make it a situation where they make money off of them, victimize them because they can't have freedom of speech. People in the press now have gone forth trying to get information out to people about different things that are going on. They're corrupt. Rain Graham, a very well-renowned reporter out there in Arkansas, was working Fox 32 Network, and he went after putting out there the Peeler case with John Peeler and his son. And anyway, he had a complete forensic analysis of what happened to John Peeler, his son, and everything else. And again, Fox Network got called by one of the so-called presidential candidates, and they told him to basically, you know, get rid of him. So he didn't get fired. It was under mutual agreement he left, but, you know, again, blackballed. You have many, many reporters that are going through that. You have many, many people out there that are whistleblowers like myself, bankrupt, destroyed in this rot. You have the Brown family that are in jail right now in regards to the situation with income tax. You have John here on my show that has been going through so much stuff with the IRS and fighting a case that he stayed in court 10 years with. 10 years, and he won a judgment in his favor for destruction of his cattle from faulty equipment, but no money. A jury came through with no money. Can you imagine that? 10 years he was in, and it destroyed his whole farm and left him in a hardship, but they still want money out of him. You bleed a term to death, you bleed a turnip? You bleed it to death. That's what they're doing. They're bleeding people to death, taking everything that they have. And then you have a situation that you have a White House that's putting so much spy equipment on planes and trains and automobiles in the streets all over the place. They can even have equipment now through satellite. They can x-ray through your home and see you. And they're chipping people up. And if you go in the library, they watch and monitor what you have to say. And they do that because we allow it. So anyway, good night. We'll be back next week on Saturday here, Monday to Friday, Truth Radio 6 to 7, and tomorrow, Now Live, Conspiracy. Good night, everybody. Night, John.